Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Kirby. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Clay Kirby. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1-0. White hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Munday moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Munday moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Parrish strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Foley reaches second base with a double. Foote moves to third. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mackanin is walked intentionally. Clay Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kirby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Kirby reaches second base with a double. Foot scores. Foley scores. Mackinnon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Swisher reaches third base with a triple. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rochelle strikes out. 1 out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swisher scores. There goes Rosello trying to get to third. Carter throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Rosello for the out. Munday moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Fred Sherman now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Biotner scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 4-2, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to home to get Jorgensen. Parrish moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mackanin strikes out. 1 out. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherman hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rochel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biotner. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Trillo moves to second. Wayne Granger now pitching. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Granger hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. White steals second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thornton strikes out. 1 out. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter is called out on strikes. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foote is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trillo. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biedner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Adams pinch runs for Steve Swisher. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Mike Garman. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday is walked intentionally. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Manny Trillo now playing shortstop. Mike Adams now playing second base. George Mitterwald now catching. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Morales reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Thornton is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-5 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Thornton moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales scores. Thornton moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.